firstly, we were surprised, and then we were humbled to realize that there are people out there who realize the importance of our work. And when the Women Film Critics Circle singled out our production as one that they wanted to award at the Social Relevant Film Festival, we're really encouraged by this. Because this is the work that we did painstakingly for about 3 years. And to have someone in the United States of America realizing that there is something significant in this production and there is something that is worth of awarding, we're really humbled and also encouraged at the same time.
How important is this award?
Firstly, I think this award is important at different levels. The first being the film itself will start turning heads. It will start gaining traction going forward. And more festivals will open up to this film to understand how our film got this particular award. And people would want to watch this kind of film. But the main aim of this film is to bring awareness on this critical issue of the language that is dying, the Kalahari. Not only that, but the values and the culture that is slowly dying, because any culture is attached to the language of any particular tribe. So we believe this documentary and this award or this recognition will bring to the attention to those authorities in the government, in the corporate sector, and also in foundations or individuals that there's something that is urgent here that needs to be done, that has been highlighted or brought to the fore by this film.
But do you see the South African government taking any action following this achievement?
We really envisage that. That's the ideal situation, and we are proud or happy that the South African government responds to such kind of calls. And there's a particular board that they have called the Pan-African Language Board, and they work on these cases, and we hope once they see this documentary, they will try to expedite this case of the Comansan people to realize that the new language that is slowly dying can be resuscitated or can be saved so that it can live for more years to come.
How was the news received in South Africa that Lost Tongue has won an award?
The news is starting to filter out now because we won the award on Sunday evening. So it's starting to filter out now. And people that are close to this are really thrilled because they believe this cause is a worthy cause that needs to be followed, and that needs some particular attention from the whole country. This is not just the issue of the Kalahari or the Comansan people, but the whole country and the whole world needs to come or to bring their own attention and their own energy to the issue of Kalahari so that these people can have a multimedia center that we are bringing through the Lost Tongue Legacy Project so that they can have their own recordings of the language and also learn other particular skills through this multimedia center in the Kalahari. So what this and the excitement that is in the air in the country and around the world will bring this main issue to the fore.
Mr. Mdzingwa is a Zimbabwean. How is Zimbabwe benefiting from all these achievements?
Zimbabwe being part of the global world at the moment, we believe a story told elsewhere in the world can apply anywhere in another country. And this particular documentary is a universal themed documentary because it's an issue that has to do with any human being in the world. This is a documentary that has a lot of aspects that speak to any person, but it's a language issue, a culture issue, a values issue, an identity issue, and also a race issue. And it applies elsewhere. And in Zimbabwe in particular, we have issues of the same breadth. We have languages that are slowly dying, that are not recognized. Languages such as Nambia, Tonga, and also Ndau in the Manicaland, Kalanga. These are languages that are not recognized and are given prominence that they deserve. So I believe this story can as well be applicable in the situation in Zimbabwe. People will start to realize that, oh, what's happening in South Africa is also happening to us. What can we do? And they can do something motivated by this documentary.